And when it comes to their own frequent heartburn, doctors and pharmacists trust the power of the purple pill, Nexium 24 Hour. And when you choose Nexium 24 Hour, you'll see why. When it comes to heartburn, trust the brand doctors trust, Nexium 24 Hour. May take 1 to 4 days, use as directed.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is condemning yesterday's deadly terrorist attack in New York City.
We welcome and appreciate the strong coalition of all partners in this fight against terrorism globally, and we will continue that fight until we can eliminate this threat.
8 people were killed and several others injured when a terrorist drove a rental truck onto a popular bike path. The suspect was shot by police and arrested. There's a new report out regarding America's religious makeup. And USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports on its findings.
A new report says Muslims will soon outnumber Jewish people in the United States. The Pew Research Center projecting that by the year 2050, the Muslim population in America can be expected to grow from 1% to over 2%. That report says the increase means Muslims will eventually surpass people who identify as Jewish as the second largest faith group in the United States. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
President Trump today said he would consider sending the New York City attacker to Guantanamo Bay.
I would certainly consider that, yes. I would certainly consider that. Send him to Gitmo.
President Trump made the comments before a cabinet meeting at the White House. Legislation to ban bump stocks for semi-automatic rifles failed in Illinois. A petition in Phoenix, Arizona has city council members considering the idea. Jason Campidonia reports.
There's a citizen petition proposing a ban on selling the bump stocks, and the issue will be talked about today by council members. A city spokesperson says if the city council were to approve the ban, it would be a violation of Arizona law. Council members have a few options now. They can go against state law, deny the petition, pass a resolution urging the feds to get involved, or kick the petition down to a subcommittee for additional review. Bump stocks were reportedly used by the Las Vegas gunman last month when he killed nearly 60 people.
Be prepared to pay a little bit more at the pump if you're in California. John Clemens reports.
Many have called this the bump at the pump as liberals in California search for more ways to pay for some of the social programs in the state. Usually on November the 1st, retailers switch to a less expensive blend for the winter, so this latest tax increase will be gradual. Randy Thomason of SaveCalifornia.com wonders when will taxpayers wake up?
May this be a wake-up call to Californians who had previously either not voted or voted blindly for Democrats.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Welcome to Legends of Success with John Resnick. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Our contribution was every October, we would present our interview with Evelyn Lauder of the Estee Lauder Company. Evelyn was diagnosed with breast cancer in 1989 and soon became a strong voice on behalf of women's health and breast cancer. She is the creator of the Pink Ribbon Campaign, which is a worldwide symbol of breast health. She also founded the Breast Cancer Research Foundation, which has raised over $350 million. In 2007, Evelyn Lauder was diagnosed with non-genetical ovarian cancer, which developed independently of her breast cancer. On November 12th of 2011, Evelyn Lauder died at her home in Manhattan with family by her bedside. She was 75. The Lauder family has always been close friends and associates with John and our show, and we feel our interview with her is a fitting tribute and a wonderful way to not only honor her life and her mission, but to also help continue to spread her message about breast cancer awareness and annual breast cancer screenings. And now, wrapped in a big pink ribbon, we present John Resnick and Evelyn Lauder on Legends of Success.
It's time for Legends of Success with John Resnick. Each week, John presents the most original success stories in America. Passionate and inspiring stories from some of the most innovative and successful entrepreneurs alive today. This is Legends of Success. Here's John Resnick.
And welcome to today's edition of Legends of Success. This is America's program that introduces you to our country's most admired entrepreneurs, acclaimed individuals, and entertainment icons. I'm John Resnick, and thank you once again for sharing part of your day with us. You know, I guess Steve Forbes said it the best. If you want to see who America's most successful people are, you read the Forbes 400 list. And when you want to hear firsthand how they got there, you listen to Legends of Success. And the most important words in his statement are how they got there. Because the level of wealth is nothing more than a scorecard, folks. You know that. How you get there and what you do to give back and what you do to help others is really what defines your character. And today's guest and her family have set a great example for decades of what I'm talking about. Evelyn Lauder is the Senior Corporate Vice President of the Estee Lauder Companies, and I will tell you right now, it's a title that she just wasn't handed out because she's a family member. In fact, Evelyn Lauder, the daughter-in-law of American icon Estee Lauder, has been one of the chief reasons for the worldwide growth of the Estee Lauder Companies. Here to share some of what she's learned along the way and the wisdom and importance of giving back is Evelyn Lauder. Evelyn, welcome to Legends of Success.
Thank you very, very much, John. I'm delighted to be here.
You know, Evelyn, even before we go back to the history, I just want to point one thing out. From everything I've been told, from family members, and others, you really did have a very, very special relationship that went beyond most mother-in-law, daughter-in-law relationships. Am I correct?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, she had an amazing mother-in-law in Rose Lauder, who was Joe's mom.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me when I first got married how much she loved her mother-in-law and how good her mother-in-law was to her. And she said, I want to be the same kind of mother-in-law for you. And she said, and here's my rule, so that one day when you're a mother-in-law, you can do this, follow the same rule. Keep your mouth shut and your handbag open.
That's great wisdom. That is great wisdom. And was it difficult
to do that?
To follow what she asked.
For me, it's always hard to keep my mouth shut.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm glad you're not keeping it shut today. We're really glad to have you here, Evelyn. And I will tell you this much. You know, folks, we're visiting with Evelyn Lauder, the Senior Corporate Vice President of the Estee Lauder Companies, and also, I've got to add, the founder of the Breast Cancer Research Foundation. And first of all, speaking of that, Evelyn, I would want to congratulate you right now on your anniversary of the Pink Ribbon and the Estee Lauder Company's Breast Cancer Awareness Campaign. Now, last time you were with us, I was amazed that you were just about to cross the $100 million mark in raising funds, and now I understand from your executive
Jennifer Mann,
yes,
that you have now passed $180 million, which is really incredible. So I want to congratulate you on this.
Well, Jennifer was giving you the figures as of the end of our fiscal year, which was the end of June.
Mm-hmm.
But in fact, since June, we've raised another 10.
Oh.
So we're over $190 million.
Let's give it a plug. Before we go into your history, give a plug. How can they get a hold of you?
Well, the Breast Cancer Research Foundation is at 654 Madison Avenue, mm-hmm, New York, 10021. The website is bcrfcure.org.
BCRF, like Frank, Cure, all spelled out, .org. Fantastic. And folks, again, if you need any of that additional information, you can always go to our website and contact us, and we'll get you all the information you need. Of course, legendsofsuccess.com. So you got all kinds of choices. The Lauders have been so charitable over the years, and you got to commend them. Again, it's what you do with what you got and how you get there that counts. And I've got to commend you, Evelyn, that you and your family have always been so charitable, and you deserve credit where credit's due. But your life didn't start that way. If we went back to Vienna, tell us, you had a pretty rough start in life, didn't you?
Well, I was a baby, of course, when the Germans actually annexed Austria, and my parents had to flee in a very dramatic escape. We were captured at the border. We had to go back to Vienna. At that point, my father talked his way out of into getting exit visas for the three of us. And we then lived in Belgium for 3 months, then went to England for 15 months. Mm. And from England, we went to Scotland to take a ship. And on the way to America, the ship was torpedoed. Not our ship, but we were in a convoy of three.
Wow.
And the first ship in front of us was torpedoed. We picked up and rescued the victims who were not so badly injured. And I know we had a lady who slept in the same room with us, because we were in this tiny little room that had four beds. And we had two bunk beds, and my dad slept on top, and she slept on the other side. My mom and I slept on the two lower bunks.
That's incredible. And, you know, it just...
She woke me up in the early morning,
uh-huh,
to see the Statue of Liberty as we were coming into port.
What did that feel like?
Well, I was really excited because, you know, I was a little kid. I was,
sure,
you know, very small, so I wasn't as touched. But I knew it was a big deal. I had heard about it. I had seen pictures of it, but it was sort of in the back of my awareness. And my mom and dad were really excited, and everybody woke up early to, you know, to see it.
That's amazing. And you knew at such a young age that when you saw that statue, it truly represented freedom?
Oh, yes, my God. Just coming to America was the biggest thing probably in my life. And I remember when I was older and the war ended, the freedom of the relief that the whole thing was over and that we were now at peace. And it was really a very exciting time for me because I was very young, mm-hmm, for this whole experience. But, you know, when we were really little and going to school, we used to have air raids and practice air raids, you know, in all the schools, and we'd sit and sing patriotic songs in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And the newsreels kept us up to date about the fighting in France and in Germany and all the other theaters of war. And the family would talk about all the terrible things, the concentration camps and the convoys, and it was a very, very at a time when a child should be having a different experience.
You bet.
I grew up, and I never really had a childhood in the sense that playing with dolls was for kids. It wasn't for me, even though I was the same age. It was just not anything I did because the innocence that I should have had never happened. So I said to my husband when we married, I plan on never growing up and always trying to be as you know, recapturing the delight of the childhood that I should have had.
Good for you, folks. What a great story. We're speaking with Evelyn Lauder, the Senior Corporate Vice President of the Estee Lauder Companies. I told you earlier your life could make a movie of the week. When we get back, we're going to find out how did Evelyn meet Leonard and how this wonderful business built the Estee Lauder Companies with her help. I'm John Resnick, and you're listening to Legends of Success.
Ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas. Petey stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bill.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at 100inchamber.org.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, 100inchamberradio.com. Brought to you by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick, and I'm really pleased to welcome Evelyn Lauder, the Senior Corporate Vice President of the Estee Lauder Companies. And again, I want to give a plug to a world of good she's doing. She is the founder of the Breast Cancer Research Foundation. Before we took a break, Evelyn, we were speaking about the just amazing tragedy that you and your family went through leaving Vienna, the Nazi invasions. Your ship almost got bombed coming into New York. You finally get here. What did you do, and how did you eventually meet Leonard?
Well, my parents and I lived on the West Side, mm-hmm. and I went to the New York public schools. My father was in the diamond business. And he found a beautiful yellow diamond, actually, on the. My mother found this yellow diamond that I'm wearing wow. on the street in 1947 when I was a little girl. And in those days, nobody valued colored stones. But at any rate, he did well, and then they went into retailing. And my mother was a very, very fine salesperson. Mm. So she taught me how to sell. Like all my life, because every once in a while there would always be someone who was ill, and I had to come in and give them a hand after school. And I went to the finest public schools in New York, Hunter College High School and then Hunter College. Mm-hmm. When I was a freshman in college, one of my high school friends was dating a real nice fellow by the name of Bob. Bob's best friend was a boy by the name of Leonard Lauder. And so Stephanie invited me to a party that her parents were giving, and her parents told her that she could have Bob and that Bob could bring Leonard if she could get a date for Leonard, so that the four of us could hang around while they were having a party for the grown-ups with the, you know, there were 30 people there.
Great story.
So my first date with Leonard was a blind date that was arranged by my friend Stephanie, and Leonard came and picked me up, and my dad met him, and they talked for a couple of minutes, and then we went over to Stephanie's house. And when I got home, my father was sitting in the living room, which he never did. He was usually waiting up for me in bed.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought something bad had happened to my mother and that he was going to give me some bad news.
Oh, boy.
And so I said, oh, what are you doing in the living room? What's happened to Mom? And she said, nothing. Nothing's happened to Mom. I just want you to know that's a nice boy.
Wow, what a nice surprise that must have been for you, huh?
No, it was terrible.
Why?
Why was
it?
Why was he getting involved? I was only 18.
Aww.
Why? I didn't need that pressure.
He's just being a dad, usually
of
a dad.
Of course he was being a dad. Poor darling. I was such a bad thing.
Oh, Evelyn, gee, I was expecting he's going to tell you, don't go out with that boy again. You're too young.
No, just the reverse. And when his mother met me, she said the same thing to him, and he said, oh, my God. And neither one of us were ready for a relationship because he was very young and just about to go into the Navy,
mm-hmm.
and I was just starting at college. So it wasn't until I graduated and that he got out of the Navy that we started to date.
Yes.
And then about a year later, we were married. So we knew each other, really. He was my best friend.
Isn't that important?
And I'm still surprised that I married him, and he's still surprised that he married Evie Hausner.
Really? Why is that?
Because we were such good friends. We
Whoa.
Really liked each other. We enjoyed talking about a variety of topics. We never kept our mouths shut.
Mm.
We were always talking about something, and he lent me a book. I never returned. I said, and you know, eventually said, "Well, I have to marry you if you don't give me back the book." I said, "Okay."
The consummate salesman, Leonard Lauder, huh? Let me ask you, what was it like when you first met Este?
Well, I met her right in the beginning of when I met Leonard, and she really was very, very nice to me. And she was, she asked me to help her. As a hostess with a surprise birthday party she was going to do for him.
Mm-hmm.
And she had it at her home. And she said she afterwards, you know, she loved the way I dressed for the party, that and she liked the way I really did help her as a host. And I introduced people to each other. I met people for the first time. And you know, we got along very, very well. She was really always good to me.
Was she? How successful was the Estee Lauder companies at this point? And how? What I mean, was it intimidating to meet her? Or were they not that far along in the success yet?
Well, you're very sensitive about that, John. In fact, nobody had ever heard of Estee Lauder when I met them.
Wow. Hmm.
It was a very small company. I believe they had only started in business a few years earlier. There had just been the launch of this phenomenal fragrance, which it became subsequently called Youth Dew,
mm-hmm.
which has been a serious seller for well over 50 years, which is longer than most fragrances' lives. And, you know, she, when I stood behind the counter after I was married, and people would come up to the counter, the first thing I would say was, have you ever heard of Estee Lauder? And they say, well, I bet she's related to Sir Harry Lauder. Now, I had never heard of Sir Harry Lauder.
Me neither.
Yeah, because we're both too young.
Sure.
Sir Harry Lauder was the a dance hall artist, Scottish, who was very, very famous in the 30s and in the 40s, apparently,
mm-hmm.
in England and in Scotland. And many, many people knew him here, and he was very popular here.
Things kind of changed around a little, did they?
Yeah.
Now they're asking Harry's, Sir Harry's relatives, are you related to the Este family?
Exactly. Now when I go into, if I you know, use a charge card and people see my name, they say, are you related to Estee Lauder? So I always say, oh, I wish I were. Because I don't want, you know, they know the address off that, and
sure.
I don't want them to put us together.
You're smart. You're smart. You know, going back to the beginning, I'm going to read you a quote out of a book. I heard you reissued this. It's called Estee, A Success Story, and this is what Estee Lauder had to say. She said, nothing happened fast. Many stories have surrounded the growth of big business, certainly my big business, and most of them are myths. The most insidious myth of all is the one that promises magic formulas and instant success. It doesn't happen that way. I cried more than I ate. There was constant work, constant attention to detail, lost hours of sleep, worries, heartaches. Friends and family didn't let a day go by without discouraging us. Do you remember her telling you any of these stories or experiencing any,
yes.
any of this?
Yes. In the beginning, one of the great stories that Leonard likes to tell is how the lawyer and the accountant and the friends and the family discouraged them from going forward. And so what he says is lawyers make good lawyers, accountants make good accountants. But if you want to be in business, what you do is you stick with it and you persevere and it will happen.
Yes. And, you know, that's really great advice. And folks, if you're just tuning in, we're visiting with Evelyn Lauder, the senior corporate vice president of the Estee Lauder Companies. And she's sharing with us the story, really, of the beginning of the Estee Lauder Company. She was there, really, from the very first few years. And this truly has been a story, from everything I can tell in my research, Evelyn, that you were a very integral part of the growing of this business. And we get back from a break coming up. We're going to talk about what you did. As a matter of fact, Estee listed that you had a number of firsts that you introduced to the company. But right before, my one question is, and we've got about a minute here before we take a break, Evelyn, how did you finally decide to work for the company? Because I believe you were a teacher first, correct?
I was a teacher, mm-hmm. and what happened is that I was married, and Leonard and I wanted to start a family right away,
mm-hmm.
and I was very fortunate, and I was able to conceive quickly,
mm-hmm.
and so about 2 months after we were married, I discovered that I was pregnant, and at that time, there were no vaccines for the measles,
uh-oh.
And the doctor said, there's no way that you're going to go back to school. So I was very upset because I had never not gone to school as a student or as a teacher. And so what I said to Leonard was, when I, during this period, why don't I develop the first training
manual
curriculas for the beauty advisors and teach the people who are traveling in the field how to teach the women behind the counter how to sell.
Evelyn, we've got to take a quick break there because that's a perfect time to lead in all the other things you
yeah.
did. Sorry to interrupt you.
Not a problem.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're visiting with Evelyn Lauder. I'm John Resnick, and you're listening to Legends of Success.
It appears that Mr. Sapov had been planning this for a number of weeks. He did this in the name of ISIS.
Deputy Police Commissioner John Miller told reporters that Saifullah Sapov had been interviewed by police earlier, but he would not give any details. Miller also added that Sapov followed the ISIS playbook to a T.
He did this in the name of ISIS, and along with the other items recovered at the scene was some notes that further indicate that.
House Republicans are expected to release their big tax bill tomorrow, and President Trump is cheering them on.
They've taken an extra few hours, which will go into tomorrow, and they'll be announcing massive tax cuts.
At the White House today, President Trump called the bill an historic move and said that tax cuts are needed to stimulate more robust economic growth. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Burke.
There are certain people you can always trust. Your grandma, your grandma's friends, lifeguards, action movie heroes who tell you to trust them. But there's no one you can trust more than your doctor. And when it comes to their own frequent heartburn, doctors and pharmacists trust the power of the purple pill, Nexium 24-Hour. And when you choose Nexium 24 Hour, you'll see why. When it comes to heartburn, trust the brand doctors trust. Nexium 24 Hour. May take 1 to 4 days, use as directed.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. After 15 years on Wall Street, I founded the VRA in 2003, my daily investment newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. I tell you what to buy and when to sell and take profits, and I only target stocks that have the ability to rise by 50% or more. For the first time, we're offering a free 2-week membership. Simply go to VRAinsider.com. You also get my new book, Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. Join us now at VRAinsider.com.
This is Steve Forbes of Forbes Magazine, and you're listening to Legends of Success with John Resnick.
Evelyn Lauder is our guest today on John Resnick. This is Legends of Success. Evelyn is the Senior Corporate Vice President of the Estee Lauder Companies, and a little later on this show, we're going to talk about all the work that she has been doing with the Breast Cancer Research Foundation and other divisions of her charitable work that led up to that foundation. But before we took a break, before Evelyn, we're talking about you joined the company and what were Estee credited you for introducing some of the first, and you have been over the years continue to be a very dynamic part of the growth. So let's give credit where it's due. What did you contribute that you feel was the most important, Evelyn?
Well, one of the things that I started to do was the training programs to teach the people in those days who were traveling. Demonstrators is what they were called then, mm-hmm. which don't exist any longer. I was teaching them how to teach the beauty advisors how to sell. And to this day, our training programs are the most expert in the business. Our beauty advisors are the most well-trained experts in helping every customer with their skin problems and their beauty needs and their fragrance desires. So I'm very proud of the standard that was set. Then my next projects were to introduce the powdered blush, which was a first in the world. And but it was a marketing lesson, John. I have to tell you, we wanted to introduce it and be first to the market.
You bet.
But there was a woman who stole it out of my cabinet, brought it to another company, got a job in the company, and that company introduced the powdered blush first.
No way.
Yes, indeed. And I learned the big word of competition. Don't let your competition know what you're doing. And we locked products after that in the cabinet.
You know, it's pretty amazing. Helena Rubinstein was quoted as once saying, did I pronounce her name right, Rubinstein?
It doesn't matter.
Rubinstein, was quoted once as saying that this is one of the dirtiest businesses of all. Do you think she's accurate?
No, I don't think so at all. I think that the cosmetic industry as a whole is really a fabulous one. And don't forget, when she was in her heyday, it was tough for her because it was during wartime and before the war, there were very few people who were in the cosmetics business and very few stores that were selling them. Since the Second World War and the highway growth and the growth of the malls and the growth of suburban areas and the growth of the population of the United States, it has been, we consider that all of our retailers are our partners. And they are mostly wonderful to do business with because we're both aiming for the same results. We both want sales. We both want to have happy customers. Mm-hmm. And going back to our roots, Estee always used to say, you can only fool a woman once.
Right.
And you've lost her. Mm-hmm. So what we do and what our stores do, our customers, is to give the highest quality products to the most number of women.
Mm, good goal. I mean, that's and obviously it's working. What do you think, in your opinion, we've been talking about Estee, what was the biggest impact she had on your life? And then my next question is, what do you think your single biggest contribution has been to the Estee Lauder Companies?
Well, the biggest impact that she had on my life is the way she used to do things. And she used to say, get it done yesterday. So, you know, being and having been an academic, I used to sit around and wait before I would get an assignment ready. You know, you stay up all night and hand in the paper.
Yes.
The day it was due. And when you're in business, you return the phone call right away, you write the response letter immediately, you're proactive, and you generate activity, and you think up all kinds of wonderful things to do to create buzz and to create interest in your product.
Sure. Now, I hear that you're the one that has the magic nose. You're the one that, you're the one credited for having the best fragrances. Maybe I'm stealing the answer to your second question. But what do you think some of the best contributions are that you've made?
Well, in the fragrance arena, I have had a lot of influence in creating fragrances since about 1985 because my mother-in-law's nose, she had an allergy and she wasn't able to smell very much. So before my first fragrance contribution was way a long time ago back with Aramis in massaging that fragrance slightly and also giving it its name. And Aramis was the first fragrance for men that had coordinated toiletries all with the same fragrance. Until then, you bought separate items for different needs, shaving and hair needs and so forth. And Aramis was the first of its kind, and that was Leonard's concept. I contributed by also making some fun promotional things, you know, like when we launched Lauder for Men, we invited the 100 most handsome men in New York.
I didn't get my invitation.
Well, you were a baby.
Oh, okay. Just
wondering. You didn't qualify.
All right. Well, if you have the second 100, don't forget me.
And did you know that Aramis is celebrating its 40th anniversary this year?
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, oh, my God.
And still on the market. That is pretty incredible history on its own.
Yes, it really is. And there are a whole line of wonderful skin supplies. That's in the Clinique brand,
but sure.
There's the Lab series in the Aramis brand, and I was very instrumental in naming and in conceiving the look of the Clinique brand, which we launched in 1968.
Wow.
I was its first training director for the first stores, which was Saks Fifth Avenue, that launched with us.
Your first, the very first counter store you've ever had?
The first counter store we ever had, and Saks remains the very first store with whom we launch all of our fragrances.
And I tell you, that is, in New York, they are still my favorite store. They're just something about, there's something about Saks Fifth Avenue. And I tell you what, you know, folks, I keep saying how fast this program goes. We could spend, you could literally make a movie of the week out of Evelyn's life. We're going to take a break here coming up. When we get back, we're going to talk about what I think is one of the most profound and important things she's done in her lifetime, and that's what she's done for breast cancer awareness and research, and we're going to talk about that just in a moment. Stick around, please, Evelyn. I'm John Resnick. You're listening to Legends of Success. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Ethan Resnick, and you're listening to my dad, John Resnick, on Legends of Success.
This report is brought to you by Sodexo. Is Generation Z the most anxious generation yet? According to the 2017 University Lifestyle Survey conducted by Sodexo, current and incoming university students are more concerned about the uncertainty of their futures than previous generations. They are not only apprehensive about mounting student loan debt and other forms of financial liability, but also about securing a job after graduation and maintaining a good quality of life. The survey further shows that Generation Z has different priorities when choosing a university than past generations. Jim Jenkins, CEO, Universities East, Sodexo North America.
Universities need to highlight the best qualities of their campus atmosphere in order to appeal to prospective students. 83% of students consider a friendly campus more important than a university's reputation, and 62% consider the campus tour more influential than their parents' advice. The results of this survey will help change the way universities educate and accommodate their students now and in the future.
For more information, visit www.sodexo.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property, can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Missed part of this week's great Legends of Success interview? No problem. You can hear each week's show online on our website at legendsofsuccess.com. Every week, a great guest to listen to, learn from, and enjoy at your convenience. Look for the link right on the main page at legendsofsuccess.com.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick, and I'm very pleased to have invited Evelyn Lauder, who is with us now. She's the Senior Corporate Vice President of the Estee Lauder Companies, the daughter-in-law to Estee Lauder, married to Leonard, and pretty classy family. I got to admit, you know, it's not just because you're on the Forbes, you and the family, Evelyn. It's so nice. You folks are so nice when I come up and visit, really. You know, as we look over your life, okay, when we look at your life and the life of the Estee Lauder Companies, if you look back, sometimes do you pinch yourself for the ride from taking a boat from really Nazi-invaded Austria, coming over here, really being scared to death, and look where you are today. Do you ever pinch yourself?
I'm so busy. I don't have time to do that kind of thing. I really work hard, and we travel hard, and I have a messy desk. I have a really messy closet, and I'm always anxious to straighten it all out and get on with it. I don't stop to think about stuff like that.
Wow, that's good. I guess that's one of the secrets. You know, they say if you want somebody to do something well, give it to a busy person.
Yeah, ask a busy person. person, exactly. Oh, you should see my desk.
Come on.
Really? Yeah.
I had the good fortune to see Estee's office when I was last there. Jennifer Mann gave me a nice tour, and it's like, wow, this is it.
That's a gorgeous office, and it's really very similar to her dining room in her house in Florida.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Boy,
yeah, we love that.
I can't imagine you having a messy desk. That's just floors
me. Well, good. I'm glad. As long as my image is better than the reality.
Well, I didn't tell you what mine looks like. But in any event, you know, we're wrapping up your the business phase of this interview. And then just coming up in a second, we want to talk about all the work you've been doing for the breast cancer awareness. I'm Breast Cancer Research Foundation, and you've done a lot of other things. And again, folks, if you're just tuning in, you know, that's what this show is all about. It's not how much or what level of success people hit. It's what have they done with their success along the way and now to give back. And that is, you know, really among the most important lessons we can learn. If you're just tuning in, I'm John Resnick. You're listening to Legends of Success. We'll be back right after this.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Hello, this is Dr. David Watson, headmaster at Community School of Naples in Naples, Florida, and you're listening to Legends of Success with John Resnick.
Today, our guest is Evelyn Lauder, the Senior Corporate Vice President of Estee Lauder Companies. And Evelyn, we want to pick back up with the work that you've done. I know you've been so huge in the work you've done with Breast Cancer Research Foundation and others. Where did this begin? What sparked you? And tell me how all this unfolded.
Back in about 1988, the entire cosmetic industry got together on a program called Look Good, Feel Better. It is sponsored by the American Cancer Society and the American Cosmetology Association and the CTFA, which is the Cosmetic Toiletries and Fragrance Association in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
The idea was to help and is to help women who have to go through systemic therapy or chemotherapy with their skin changes, how to deal with their hair loss, how to have a wig cut correctly, how to not wear a wig by putting on a scarf with earrings and a hat, helping them to draw in eyebrows if they lose them, and how to draw eyeliner if they lose eyelashes, and so forth.
Sure.
And we had our very, very first meeting at the offices of one of our competitors, and that's why I said it's a really nice industry, because we do get together on so many projects. And we were sitting there watching this wonderful videotape of these ladies who had no hair, no eyebrows, no eyelashes, and they were transformed. It was like Cinderella. At the end of the video tape, everybody was crying, and I asked, who are these ladies? And it turns out that they had breast cancer.
Wow.
And I said, how many people have breast cancer? I mean, I wasn't focused on it. And they told me that there were, at those days, 183,000 women were diagnosed. And I said, and how many die? And they said, 44,000.
Wow.
And so here were women, 44,000 women dying at the same time, and there was hardly any noise and hardly any drum beats to help women.
Was it taboo to talk about it, Evelyn?
In those days, breast cancer in magazines was never covered. It was always about breast augmentation or cosmetic surgery.
Sure.
And so I personally asked all my editor friends to write stories about it. And the company was very active in giving away, to date, over 50 million ribbons all over the world, pink ribbons, to wear on your lapel to remind all women at least once a year during the month of October, which has been designated by Congress as Breast Cancer Awareness Month, that they should take their mammography if they're 40 years old or older.
Yes.
And if women are younger than that and they have a high risk, it might be a good idea to consult with a breast specialist and see if it's a good thing to take a sonogram or an MRI.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I say this is that women between the ages of 18 and 35 have the highest cancer in that age group is breast cancer.
Wow.
And no one knows why. So this was the Estee Lauder way of giving back. It has cost us in the vicinity of $5 million and thousands of hours of staff time, but we do it because we feel this is our way of giving back. It's not cause marketing. When we give out a ribbon, we do not take names, we do not take addresses. We thank people for coming, and that's it.
If people want to give, if they want to give money to this or find out more, then I don't want to forget, how do we mention the website for us, would you please, Evelyn?
Okay, well, that was the Estee Lauder program.
Okay.
The website that we spoke about earlier was for the Breast Cancer Research Foundation, and the website is bcrfcure.org.
BCRF, like Frank, cure, all spelled out, .org.
.org, exactly.
Hey, you know, I got to ask you this, and I know this
but
question.
But we fund research. That's what I wanted you to know.
Refund research, which is important. I mean, that's the most important step to cure.
Yeah, nobody has done that. We're the only organization that really has coordinated research among 97 researchers this year.
Jeez. And previous to this, there really was no cohesive development going on, I would say. I don't want to knock what was going on, but there wasn't really a concerted effort for the research that I'm aware of.
Not really. It was haphazard, and the federal government only recently, under the Clinton administration, released $500 million for teaching breast health in medical schools and upgrading mammography machines. They were, you know, that they were not certified until 1994.
That's incredible.
It really is. So now women have access to far better diagnostic tools. And the bottom line good news is that with early detection, mammography does save lives, because if the cancer is found early, It is now 97.4 or a little more percent curable. And that is a huge jump from where it was in the late 80s.
And I want to give a plug again to the website in case people want to get in contact with you folks and or make want to make a donation. I mean, this is an important, important topic, and people need to be aware of it. The website that I have is BCRF, Breast Cancer Research Foundation Cure, BCRFCure.org. BCRFCure.org. Am I correct, Evelyn?
That's absolutely right, and it's wonderful of you to give them this big opportunity.
I want to thank you on behalf of all of the listeners we have across America. I want to thank you for your kindness and what you and the Lauder family collectively have done, and all the employees at the Estee Lauder Companies continue to do to better the world.
Thank you very, very much.
It's been an honor. Thank you so much.
It's been so much fun talking with you.
Folks, I also want to thank Jennifer Mann from the Estee Lauder Companies, a fabulous executive who's been my friend there for a couple of years now, who helped arrange this interview. I'm John Resnick. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like Lico Chaps, Super Mega Fish Oil, or Doggo Suds Shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Dinovite .com.
This report is brought to you by Delta Faucet. New York City's Design Week was October 14th through the 22nd. What better time to take inspiration and refresh your home? Whether you're working on a full-scale renovation or just making a few tweaks to your space, there are many small changes you can implement that will make a big difference in your home. Delta Faucet asked designer Nate Berkus to help give you some ideas to change your space.
The truth is, there's absolutely no shortage of inspiration in today's interconnected world. So hop on Pinterest or your Instagram feed for great design ideas every single day. Or pick things up when you're traveling to bring back with you for your home. They'll make great conversation pieces when you have people over and will add tons of personality into your space. And finally, don't be afraid to break the rules. Some of the best interiors are the ones where people took risks, and if you love something, you'll find a way to live with it.
For more information, visit DeltaFaucet.com and follow Delta Faucet on Instagram for even more design inspiration.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.